Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zichrono Livracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zichrono Livracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zichrono Livracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shir has been presented by Rav David Cohen, Safra Dedaina at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Chav Dalin. Often it happens, unfortunately, that one person takes another person to Arkais rather than to go to Beis Din. And as time elapses, this person decides at one point or another that he would like to retract and he would like to come to Beis Din. There are halachas as far as at what point of time, if Reuven calls Shimon to go to Arkais and Shimon was there and Reuven did not successfully win his case, there comes a point of time where Reuven might not have an option anymore to come back to Beis Din. This is brought in the Mechaber in Simen Chavav. By the Rama in Simen Chavav, the Mechaber brings the halacha, also lodim b'fnei dayanei akum, it's also to go for a din in front of goyim, u'barakayish alahem, and to go to their courts, afilu b'din shadonim b'dini Yisrael, even if the courts rule consistent with the way that the dini Yisrael is, even in such a case, afilu nisratzu beis bali dinim, even if the two parties are consenting to go in front of the courts, it is also for them to do so. If somebody goes for a din tira there, for a din, harezeh rasha, this person is considered to be a rasha. Ke'ilu chiref v'gidef v'herim yadai b'teres maishar avinu ala v'shalom. Some strong languages as far as that this person who is right to be put benidui for having taken another Jew to go to civil court rather than to go to a din tira. Without getting into the reasons of why this is such a severe halacha and such a severe iser, we will go to the Rama. The Rama says, "Misha halach barakoy shel akum." If somebody took another Jew to arkoy shel akum, v'nischay b'dinehem, and there he became mechuyev, they found him to not be able to win or to whichever way it came not successfully for him. And then afterwards, Chayzer, the Tava Lifnei Dayan Yisrael, now he wants to try his luck, so to say, and come to Beis Din to see if he could win. So the Rama says, Yesh Oimrim She'en Nizkakin Loi. That some people say that the Beis Din is not going to hear this case once this person went to Dayane Akum. Once he went to the Dayane Akum, at this point in time, we are not going to be Nizkakin Loi. V'yesh Oimrim Others Say Nizkakin Loi. Unless there was a specific type of a loss, in which case then everybody would agree that we're not niskakin loy. But there's a machlokes whether it's niskakin or ain't niskakin. The first shita is that the Beis Din is not going to accept such a case, and the Rama says hasvara rishayna nirali ikar, that this svara is the ikar pshat. The question over here is how do we understand the pshat and why it is that is Enis Kakin Loi. Let's take a look at our Gemara. The Mishnah and Achav Dalit says, Omar Loi Neman Alai Abba. If a person says that I would like to believe the father as a aid or a dayan, Neman Alai Avichor, your father is believed upon me, Nemanam Alai Shloisha Roy Bakar, or if three Roy Bakar are believed for me, there's a machlekes in the Mishnah. Remeir Oimer Yocholach Zaboy, the person is allowed to be Chayzer. The Chachamim say, Eni Yocholach Zaboy, he cannot be Chayzer. The Gemara says that if a kinyan was made to accept these Gimel Roy Bakar, that it, or a puzzle, if they made a kinyan, ein la'ach a kinyan klum. The Gemara, at the very end of the Gemara, says that once they made a kinyan on this, they would not be able to be chayzer even lefnei hagmar din. But the Gemara before this has a question. What's this case of the Gemara? So Amrish Lakish, the Gemara number Beis, Amrish Lakish, machlekes lefnei gmar din. This machlekes is only before the gmar din. Avala ache gmar din, but if it's after the gmar din, divrei hakol, then everybody agrees. Any achalach the boy is that the bali dinim cannot be chayzer once the din is finished. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan says, La'ach gemar din machlekes. The whole machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is after the gemar din. And in that situation, Rav Meir is saying, even after the gemar din, Yochalach the boy. And the Chachamim are saying, no. If you accepted Gimel Roy Bokar without a kinyan, and it's already after the gemar din, at that point of time, any Yochalach the boy. So we have here a machlekes between Rish Lakish, who says that the machlekes is lefnei gmar din, but after the gmar din, divrei hakol any yochel after boy. Rabbi Yochanan says la'ach gmar din machlekes. The Gemara has a shaila as to whether when Rabbi Yochanan says la'ach gmar din machlekes, is that to say avol lefnei gmar din divrei hakol yochel after boy? Would Rabbi Yochanan say that if it's before the gmar din, then everybody agrees that you could be chayzer? Oiduma bein lezu bein bezu machlekes. The Gemara brings a raya toshema. Amar Rav Akiva of Karav Apostle, Lefnei Gemar Din Yochel Achz Boy, La'ach Gemar Din. But if it's after the Gemar Din, any Yochel Achz Boy. So Bishloim La'ach Gemar Din Machleikis. If you say that after the Gemar Din it's a Machleikis, Avol Lefnei Gemar Din Divrei Hakol Yochel Achz Boy. But before the Gemar Din, you could be Chayzer. So Rava is going Lefishitas Rabbi Yochanan. According to the Chachamim. But if you say Bein Bezu Machlekes, then Rava is not going like anybody. So the Gemara from here concludes El Alav Shma Mino La'ach Gemar Din Machlekes, that it's only after the Gemar Din is that there is a Machlekes according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Lefnei HaGemar Din. But if it's before the Gemar Din, then the Halacha is Yochalach Zaboy Shma Mino. The Gemara then concludes and says Yilamdein Rabbeinu Lefnei gmar din machlekes or la'ach din machlekes v'halocha kedivrei mi. So the Gemara concludes, shaloch lei la'ach gmar din machlekes. The machlekes is la'achar the gmar din v'halocha kedivrei chachamim. We paskin like the chachamim. So that means to say then that when a person is mekabel gimel rei boker even without a kinyan, so that lefnei the gmar din the halocha is that the person is allowed to be chayzer, but if it's Achar Hagmar Din, it would be totally in the Machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, and the Halacha is like the Chachamim of any Yochel Achz Boy. Now let us go back to the Halacha of a person who took another person to Arkay Shaloi Kedin. So the Nesivos explains that there are two ways to understand the Svara of Niskakin or Ein Niskakin. The Nesivos explains that one pshat is that this is gufa, the pshat, it's ki'ilu kibel alav karav apostle, which the halacha is, any yachalach zabay achegemar din. And therefore, it's understandable that if the din has not yet been completed, and there is no nigmar hadin, we understand certainly that the halacha is that the person can still be chayzer if he has not yet lost the court case, he can still be chayzer and come to a din Torah and to have the case there. It's possible you might say that if it's already clear and the writing's on the wall that he's going to lose the case, you might want to say that that's already considered to be ki'ilu, it's la'achar hagmar din. But certainly if it's not yet at that point of time, according to the Shita, we would understand the halacha that kaidim, the gemar din, in the arkais, that the person would able to be chayzer. Masha enkin la'achar the gemar din, once they've already rendered a decision in the courts, at that point of time, it's going to be Ein Niskakin. The Nesivos explains, this is one pshat in why the halacha is Ein Niskakin. The second pshat the Nesivos says is because it's in Knas. That because it was a Knas that he went in front of the Akum, therefore, since he went and took his case in front of the Goyim instead of coming to Bezdin, therefore it's a Knas that the Bezdin is not going to be Niskakin Loi. So it's not the pshat necessarily that the ruling of the courts is really supposed to be binding upon him, but rather because of the fact that he went ahead and did an iser, and he took his fellow Jew to go to court, shalai kedin, and he's already received his judgment, so therefore there's going to be a knas. One might want to say that there would be a nafka mina between the two pshatim if it's kaidim hagmar din, if it's before the gmar din, if it's a pshat in knas, that because a person took another Jew to court, shalai kedin, and since it's a knas, so you might want to say that this should be a nafka mina, that if it's kaidim the gmar hadin, if it's not yet a decision there, so if it's because of the din of kibbalil of karva pasul, so then the halacha is kaidim hagmar din is yachalach zabayi, and therefore bezdin should be niskakin lay. Masha enkein, if it's a pshat, it's al tkanas, so since it's a knas that he went and did an iser to go to take him to Arkay, so perhaps you could say that he should not be allowed to come to bezdin, even kaidim hagmar din, even though it's not yet niskabel the din in the Arkay, but still the halacha should be al tkanas, not to accept him. The Imre Yosher says in Tshuva that that's not the pshat in the Nesivis, and the Nesivis does not bring this as the nafkamina between these two pshatim. And the Behechrach, you have to say that if it's, even if it's a din knas, why the Bezin is not going to listen to such a case after it's already gone to court, but if the halacha is, if this is a knas that we would like to stop them and to deter them from doing an iser, so the Imre Yosher says, Avada, the halacha is, if it's not yet nigmar hadavar there, we do not want to condone and to promote that people should stay be'iser longer than they should be there. And therefore, Avada, the halacha is, even according to the Shita, that says that it is a knas, why the Bezin is not niskakin, is not going to listen to hear the case that went to our kais, that's only if there's going to be a gemar din. Sai, according to the Shita, that the pshat is because it's a din of kibbalah of karav apostle, the din of our gemara. So that certainly is only after there has been a ruling in the court system. But even if it's a din kenas, also the bezdin will still be niskakin as long as it not yet has been ruled upon. Because again, the knas is not going to kick in while the person still wants to do tshuva. We are not going to close the door in front of the balei tshuva who would like to come to Bezdin. The Nesivis does say a nafkamina between the two. It is relevant is in the case where, let's say it's found afterwards that one of the balei dvarim had paid off the judge in the court system and thereby was able to win the case because he paid off the right person. So in such a case, the Nesivis explains there's a nafkamina between the two pshatim. If the halacha is because of the din of kibbalah of karav apostle, that the pshat is that when a person went to court, it's an acceptance that he accepted to hear the daya of the archais, to hear the daya of what the civil court system is going to say, or whichever judge, even if it's going to be a Jewish judge who is not following the halachis, so that's also considered to be archais. So if it's a vart, if it's the pshat that it's kibbalah of karav apostle, so then the halach is going to be that if the person was paid off, so then he was never makabel that this person should be able to rule in a way that is by shaychad, that where he was paid off. And therefore, just like by a tois, the halacha is by kibbalah of karav apostle, if there's going to be a mistake, he could be chayzer. So too, if the reason why the judgment was rendered was based on a shaychad, so then the person would be allowed to be chayzer and would be able to say, I would still like to come back to Bezdin and have the case reheard because a psak was never really given. Since the psak that had been given in court was based on a shaychad, was based on some type of a bribery, and therefore the person would still be within his parameters, within his capacity to back out and to be able to go to Bezdin. Whereas, Zakhtin Nesivis, if the pshat, why a person cannot come to Bezdin, is midin knas, is because since you went to Arkais, shaloi kedin, and you received the decision, therefore, you're not entitled to come back to Bezdin, so then Nesivis explains, if that's the case, even if the judge was paid off to make his decision, but the person had made his bed and he has to sleep in it, is once he got his decision from the court system, it's a kanas, and we say the bezin is not going to be in his kaken loy, the bezin is not going to be interested in hearing, even though there was some type of a hanky-panky, and even though the judge was bought off, but still the bezin will not be in his kaken loy. So this is the nafkamina that the Nesivah says. And the Nesivah's paskins l'halacha, that the ikr is like the svara that's a din kanas, and therefore, he says that even in a case where there was a shaychad, the halacha is a person would not be able to come back to Bezdin.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
One of the big questions nowadays, halacha l'maisa, is what are the ramifications of gambling halachically? Number one, is it mutter or usur to gamble? Number two, if you do gamble and win, are you allowed to indulge in the winnings? And number three, if it's not the regular gambling, but rather the purchasing of a lottery ticket, is that permissible as well? So all three questions we shall deal with, Mr. Shem, in today's daf Chav Dalet and tomorrow's daf Chav Hei. Because basically our sugya is the sugya which deals with gambling and its halachic ramifications. So let's go into the sugya. And our gemara today, the Chav Dalet, Omid, the Chav Dalet, Perek Zeboira, we have a machlokes amoroim between Rami Bar Chama and Reb Sheshet. They argue with what is the reason that a misachek bekubya is posel le'edus. Now, a misachek bekubya is a dice player. What makes a dice player posel for edus? So, there's a dispute if his psul is because of gezel, or because he's not oisik b'yeshuvu sho'oilom. The shita of Rami Bar Chama is that a misachik b'kuvya is posel le'edus because he is a gazlan. And we'll explain why in a moment. And the shita of Rav Sheshus is that he's not a gazlan, but rather, since he does not have a full-time job, he is a professional misachik b'kuvya, he's a gambler, a full-time gambler, so he doesn't understand the marketplace, he doesn't understand the value of a hard day work, and therefore he's not oisik. Yeshuvu Shalom, he's not working in the regular marketplace, so he's posel le'edus. Okay, what's the nafkamina the Gemara says? If he has another profession, he's not a full-time gambler. According to Rabbi Bachama, that a gambler, a dice player, is possible because he is a goslin, so too, if he has another job, he's still a goslin because he does steal part-time. But according to Pinchas and Sheshet, since he has another job, he wouldn't be considered a goslin, he wouldn't be considered a posel le'edus because he's not being only osik b'nisach b'kuvi, rather he has a job as well. Fine, that's the Gemara basically in Amud Beis over here in Chav Dalet. Now, why is he a gazlan according to Shita or Rebbe Chama? So the Gemara says he's a gazlan because asmachta loy kani. Now we'll explain what those words mean. And halacha is a concept of asmachta. Asmachta comes from the language of somech. A person is somech. He depends. He makes in his chayvus. He obligates himself because he's depending, he's guessing, he's relying, he's soimech that he will not have to pay. Anyone who is mechayiv himself under the assumption that he won't have to pay it, that is chayvus, that debt that was incurred is not valid because he did not intend to really give the money. Rather, he intended to get out of it, and therefore this chayv is not valid. That's asmachta. Now, the classic examples of asmachta that are held of by both Amaroyim, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshet, are the Gemaras in Bava Basra, Kuf Samiches, B'Metzia, Ayin Zayin, and B'Metzia, Kuf Dalet. I'll say all the classic examples of asmachta. One of the classic examples of asmachta is the one Rashi brings by us, which is, like I said before, B'Metzia, the Kuf Dalet on the base. The Gemara says, say you have a worker on a farm, and he tells his boss, listen, I'm a great worker, I'm the best, I'll work very hard. If I do not work as hard as I should, you do not have to pay me. Again, a worker tells his boss that I will forfeit my salary if I do not work up to standards. So the halacha is that is a classic asmachta, and since that is a classic asmachta, Lokani, because the worker is depending upon the fact that he will actually work hard. Another case is a case in Boabasa Kupsamakes, where, say, a loiva owes a malva money. And the loiva goes to the malva and tells the malva that I for sure will pay you, I will pay you. And to show that I'm for sure going to pay you, I'll give you half of the money right now. So he pays the malva half the money right now. And the malva says, haha, I don't think you're going to pay the rest. So he says, trust me, I'll pay the rest. You know what? I'm going to give the debt certificate, the shtar, in the hands of a third party, and we'll tell a third party that if I don't pay up by a week, he could give the whole shtar back to you, and you could collect in full from me as if I didn't pay today. Again, a lawyer tells the malva that I will pay, a lawyer pays the malva a certain amount today, and tells the malva that if I do not pay the whole loan within a week, you could collect everything, including what I gave you today. So over there also, the Gemara calls it smachta because he's dependent that he'll pay it in a week, and he has no idea, he has no, in his wildest dreams that he would be chayav any amount of money at all. So that's the classic case of a smachta. So over here we have machlokes amaroyim, is misachi bekuvio compared to these two cases. The case of a loiva promising to pay a malva, the case of a worker promising to do good work. So, Rami Rahama equates the two. Just like over there, he thinks he's going to win. So, to Misachi Bekuvio, he thinks he will win. And therefore, he thinks he will win, therefore he doesn't really machayim himself. Therefore, if the money is taken by the loser, by the winner, excuse me, the winner, get, go, that's the opinion. Of the Rambam. The Rambam can be seen in Hilchos Eidos, Perikud, Halacha Dal. The Rambam paskins over there in Hilchos Eidos that a Misach Bekuvio is only possible in Eidos if he has no other job. Mashma in Hilchos Eidos he paskins like Livshashis. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Gezeilim and Aveda, when he talks about stealing, he says that a Misach Bekuvio is also a Gazlin Midarabonin. So the Rambam says he's a Gazlin, but he's only possible in Eidos if he does it full time. So, the Lechem Mishnah and the Kesem Mishnah want to understand how the Rambam combines both, and they said that the Rambam is a combination of both Rambam and Chum Rav Sheshit. And the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon, Reish Zion, Paskins too like the Rambam, and says that anyone who gambles at all is over an Issel of Gezel Medivrehem. And since he does in a Gezel Medivrehem, therefore he is a Ganav. However, it could be seen over there in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramor argues on the Mechaber. The Ramor can be seen over there in Shulchan Aruch, Simin, Reish Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel, and also in Simin, Shin Ayin, Sif Beit and Gimel. On Simin Shin Ayin over there, the Ramor says the following thing. He brings both opinions. He says that is a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yochanan Rav Sheshis, and the Ramor says, Kabar Poshet Minig Kisvorat Rav Sheshis, Lischoik Bekubio. Says the Ramah that the minig is to be makel, like Rav Sheshis, and to allow people to play dice. The ain puzzle, a person is only puzzle in Ashkenazi, but they didn't, elamisha elo umnus elohu. It's only if it is the only job that he has that he's puzzle, like Rav Sheshis. So we have a machloikis, the mechaber versus the Ramah, which means, it'll come out a tremendous machloikis. According to Mechaber, a Svardi Jew cannot gamble at all. Gambling is totally prohibited because it involves Gezel Midivrehem. However, according to the Shita of the Ramah, who passed the Rav Sheshis, gambling would not be usur, it would not be Gezel Midivrehem. Now, according to the Psak, Avadi Yosef, the Rosh Hatzion, in Shuvah, Yibia Oimer, in Chelik Zayin, Choshe Mishpat, Simen Vav, Paskins that he says, Maskon of the Dino Shas Svardim. Svardim, who Paskin like the Mechabe, is Otsalem Lishtatev, Bekneas, Kartise, Mifal, Abayas. Ravadi Yosef Paskins, it is prohibited for a Svardic Jew to buy a lottery ticket. Because since the Mechaber Paskins that it's Gezel Medivrehem, it is prohibited to buy a lottery ticket. And he says, even the Ashkenazim, Paskin like the Ramah, that would seem to say that it is Mutter, he says that it's that even though it's mutter, it's still not preferably good, because we see that if you do it full time, then you populate it, so it's not a praiseworthy action, and also Ashkenazim should refrain from it. Now, I want to point out a tremendous chiddush, two chiddushim. Number one, the Mechaber over there, in Simon Reish Zayin, ends off the Simon with a very fascinating halacha. He says, the Mechaber brings in Reish Zayin, Chachmei HaSvardim, he brings from the wise Svardim. Now what does he bring from the wise Svardim? He brings the following Eitza, quote unquote, had a gamble, and I'll explain the Eitza had a gamble for even the Svardim. The Mechaber says, the Chachmei HaSvardim say the following thing. Granted it's author to his chayiv, the person to take on a debt that is an esmachta, because it is a fake and phony debt. Again, if I gamble and I say I'll pay you if I lose, that his chayiv is not chal, and if you take my money, you are ganav. However, the chachamim have far to say there is an esa to do so. What's the esa? Before you sit down and play a game of Mesachik Bekubio or any other game, what you do is the following. You sit down and say that, for example, if Reuven and Shimon are playing Mesachik Bekubio, Reuven would tell Shimon, I'm chayav to you $100, and Shimon would say to Reuven, I'm chayav to you $100, no strings attached. They are each mechayav to each other $100 in good faith without any gambling at all, a pure gift. And when they continue to gamble and play, they play under the assumption that the winner and the loser, what will happen between them is not that the loser will give the winner money, but the loser will mochel his chov on the winner. And that is not a smachta. Mocheling a chov is not a smachta. When you want to mechayiv yourself, that is a smachta. But a mechila is not a smachta. So even according to the svarim, there's an eighth side to play games of that such by just mechayiv himself in the beginning and saying that the loser should mochel the winner. Now, I want to finish off with one last chiddush according to the Ramah. Even the Ramah that says that Mesach, that in the Ramah Paskin, that gambling is mutter and the minik is the Mesachik Bekubia, the Meshulchan Aruch in Chush Mishpat, Simen Reish Zayin, Sifyud Gimel, writes that in order for it not to be an Asmachta, what you have to do is put the money on the table and show that you're serious. And only if you put the money on the table that you show that you're serious, then it will not be an esmachta. But if you take it out of your pocket, it will be an esmachta. Midrash in the next year will explain the opinion of the Ramah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.